from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The former chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission under President Donald John Trump is joining us. Neil Chatterjee is joining us. Neil, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mr. Chatterjee, when you watch the DNC and you watch the Democrats and their energy policies, do you laugh, do you cringe, or is it a combination of both?
Well, to be honest, I didn't watch a whole lot of it because I would have just mostly cringed. It is laughable to think that Vice President Harris, who is on the record saying unequivocally she would ban fracking, for saying on the record, on camera, that she would abolish the Senate filibuster to pass the Green New Deal. That's everything you need to know about what a Harris administration's energy policy would look like. And look, as a Republican who loves the environment, who cares about my air and my water, I want smart, sensible policies, not the Kamala Harris Green New Deal.
Well, do we actually know she has a policy? Because there's nothing posted on her website, and we're going on past statements, which the one about fracking is obvious. And she's mentioned the Green New Deal, but have we actually gotten anything firm from her on what she would actually like to accomplish?
Sure. She's been Vice President of the United States for the last 3.5 years. She campaigned on these radical policies when she was a nominee or a candidate for president in 2019. But then when she became Vice President, she walked the walk. She did exactly what she told us she would do. Her Department of Energy has called for a pause on liquefied natural gas exports. And let me now explain for a second for your listeners what that means. LNG exports are currently not only creating an amazing amount of jobs and economic growth in the U.S., not only are they providing our allies with a geopolitical alternative to Russian gas, they're actually lowering global carbon emissions because they displace Chinese oil and coal. It's a win-win-win for America. And she and her DOE propose to pause it, to stop it completely. So I know where she is. I believe what she said when she ran for president in 2019, because she walked the walk as vice president, which she's been for the last 3.5 years.
I got to go back to something you said there, Neil, and that's a really important point about this LNG. And what I think we also left out what we have heard from many different advisors to Mr. Trump is when you add the American energy inventory into the global inventory, it forces the prices down on the price of, like you said, Chinese oil and Chinese coal, which are both some of the dirtiest alternatives. And it forces that stuff to be sold for a lower price. And it forces Russian gas to be sold at a lower price. Ultimately, the consumer benefits from the lower price, as we always see with the capitalist system, but it starts to eat away at the money that these outlets have been used to having access to fund either their warfare in the case of Russia or the terrorism in the case of the Iranians. So just that geopolitical maneuver alone should be described or at least mentioned by everybody. By having American liquefied natural gas on the market and within the markets, you affect the price for everybody around the planet.
You nailed it, but one other key point to layer on upon that. So right now, the argument that the Harris campaign is making, well, we don't want to export U.S. liquefied natural gas because that will actually drive up the domestic cost of gas that will hurt Americans. That is actually inaccurate. So the reality is, because of the market opportunity for LNG exports, domestic production of U.S. natural gas is up, which keeps the domestic price of U.S. natural gas down. If we pause U.S. natural gas exports, not only does that benefit Russia and Venezuela, that actually harms not just domestic producers of gas, but consumers, because ultimately over the course of time, the price of our gas will go up because we will produce less because we won't be incentivized by this opportunity to help our allies.
Yeah, the marketplace creates incredible incentives if you just allow it to do its thing and not try and outthink it and try and engineer it. Central planning never works, and that's what these people seem to be about. And yes, I intentionally use the phrase central planning. We are talking with Neil Chatterjee. Neil comes out of the first Trump administration, former chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission under Donald Trump. Neil, we often talk about how the regulatory agencies are not our friend. And this administration, the current administration, seems to be proving that point. How will another, in your estimation, how will another Trump administration show us that the regulatory agencies can actually benefit the consumer and America's economy overall?
Well, I'll start with one thing that I take personally, which is that personnel is policy. Who is in these roles matters. So regulatory agencies can inhibit commerce, can inhibit freedom, or they can enable it. When I served as chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Administration, I would argue that the actions that I took were enabling actions. I opened up markets to all manner of energy technologies, from natural gas to nuclear, to coal, to batteries, to energy storage, to aggregated distributed energy resources like solar. I was a market enabler because that was my ethos. What we have seen in the last administration, or this current administration under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, is they have put in folks who are restrictive, Lina Khan at the FTC and others who have tried to harm American industry. So I think it matters who runs these agencies. Personnel is policy, and a Donald Trump administration in 2025 would appoint people who would be productive and constructive and would understand the appropriate role for government intervention in the marketplace, as opposed to the current administration under Kamala Harris, which the government is trying to run the marketplace.
Well, Neil, they're telling us that they will set prices. What could possibly go wrong if the government wants to lower the prices and set the prices for us? How could that possibly be a bad thing?
I mean, it's everything, right? And so I played a role at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in terms of my primary responsibility every day was oversight of the reliability of the grid, to make sure that when Americans hit the switch, that the lights came on. There's nothing more important than that. And I had people come up to me, particularly during the pandemic, to say that, Neil, God, with everything we're facing during the pandemic, thank God the lights are still coming on, because I wouldn't be able to bear it if the power went out in the face of this. But one thing they didn't take note of is that not only did we keep the lights on, we kept the lights on at an affordable price. The reality is, if you start to put price caps in any field of economics, what it does is constrain production. It constrains supplies. It disincentivizes growth. And the end result is not only will the lights go out, the prices will go through the roof. I cannot imagine a more destructive policy. And, oh, by the way, I'm not just saying this as like a guy calling into a radio show. This has been proven over and over and over again in history. Price controls have never worked, ever.
Yeah, that is such a key point, and I'm glad you brought it up. I always tell people that the marketplace needs its freedom, and the marketplace needs the ability to find the right price, the right wage, everything. We may have a minimum wage in this country. If you're paying attention, you know we don't have a maximum wage, and that's for a reason, to allow people to seek the ceiling, to the highest point they can go, and it is the incentive as opposed to the disincentive that is so important. Great stuff. Do you still have the former president's ear, Neil? Are you still in touch with Donald John Trump?
You know, I'm tied into some of his folks, some of his former cabinet officials and others who will periodically send him clips, like when I do radio hits like this or other TV hits, and he will on occasion send me nice notes thanking me for my hit. So that's the extent of it. I'm rooting for him. I hope, for the sake of my kids, I've got an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old, I think their futures are hanging in the balance of this election. I hope he pulls it off, and I look forward to congratulating him on January 20th.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we see you at an inauguration, and maybe Mr. Trump does a little bit of the old Blues Brothers line and gets the band back together, if you know what I'm saying. Thank you for being here today, Neil Chatterjee. We appreciate your brain and your thoughts on all of this.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
And there he goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.